4.1 million Georgians voted in Tuesday's election, but more than 70,000 of them did not select Clinton, Trump, or Johnson for the top spot. Some may have written in names for president. Most many just left it blank.
I was convinced that Hillary was going to win, 100%.
First day I looked at my wife and I said, wow, he won. And she said, no, he didn't. And I said, I cannot believe he actually won.
That's retired military colonel Robert Roth, who lives in Columbus. And before that, you heard Arhum Kazi, an undergraduate student at Emory University and the son of Muslim immigrants who now live in Macon. We talked to them a week before the election, and both said they would not vote for president. Roth felt Trump was too unpredictable to be commander-in-chief, and Kazi, a Bernie Sanders supporter, remained steady in his opposition to what he called corrupt politicians. He cited the Clinton email scandal, for instance. We checked back with them after the election, and
I went to my polls, but I did not vote for president.
Yeah, did not. I went and voted yesterday around 12:30, just to make sure that that is clear. I voted for all the other issues and races within the state of Georgia and local here within Columbus, Georgia, but I did not vote for the president.
And neither did Roth's wife or his daughter.
They literally told me they couldn't push the button in good faith for anybody. So most of my family followed in my footprints and didn't vote for either candidate, which I thought was really interesting.
Both of our candidates are the most unfavorable political candidates of all time. So given that atmosphere, I don't think it's bad if you didn't vote. Because neither if you're one of the people like me and you can only vote for a candidate you truly believe in, then that candidate didn't exist in this election cycle.
People are voting for candidates that no one likes, but these are the only options we have. So I think that that is, you know, for those of us who didn't vote, and the former President Bush didn't vote, by the way, I'll have you know, I think that's just wrong. I think, you know, those who wanted to decide the election based upon lesser of two evils, or I'm voting for this person so that person can't be elected, you know, okay, you know, be careful what you ask for.
With Election Day behind them and no ballot cast for president, Roth and Kazi can't take back their decision. So what do they hope comes from this?
My point in not voting is simply saying to my fellow Americans and my friends, hey, look, we got to do better than this. Candidates have got to be better than this. And I think that's some of the message that's coming out of the polls. We've got to do better than this.
This is a decision that I have to live with. I'm still trying to figure out if it mattered in my state. I'm still trying to figure out what the repercussions of this are. I don't think we'll fully know until like a year from now or 2 years from now. But I have to stick by what I did. The only way our system works is if you vote for someone you believe in, and the only way that third parties can even grow is by just gaining support over time.
Both say there's no need to blame the people for not having someone to believe in, but blame the system for failing to produce that candidate in the end. For Political Rewind on GPB, I'm Robert Jemison.